You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man now, dog.
Hey there. Hey, how you doing? I got a call saying that there's a problem down here at the lake.
Yeah, sorry I wasn't more specific. I was a little embarrassed.
Okay.
Yeah,
you said send a tow truck, biggest one you have, but I couldn't really get much more info.
Yeah, well, thanks for... this is big, so that's good. But yeah.
My name's Bert, by the way.
Hi, Bert.
Put her there.
Hey, I'm Oscar.
No, really, put her there.
Oh, all right. Hey, okay.
Ow. All right, we're gonna get handled whatever you need handled today. What's going on?
I'm glad you are such a confident man. It's exactly what I needed right now. Confident, confident, confident. My car is in the lake.
Oh no! Like it's you drove it into the lake? You
yeah. That. I mean, I don't know if you put two and two together based on kind of. My wet clothes and everything, but
you're soaked. You have a fish in your back pocket.
Yeah, shit. Okay,
what happened? He ate your wallet?
No, my wallet's in the car. That's at the bottom. I'm sorry.
Oh God, I'm sorry. That was just a joke. I didn't mean to hit your hardest wound there.
No, the hardest. There's a lot of wounds here. There's an issue. Even the fish thing, because I sat on this fish. It's dead now. I was sitting on it.
Oh no.
I feel awful. I feel embarrassed. I was calling my work to tell off my manager, and I was just so heated, and I thought I nailed it.
I hear you. What were you telling him off for? What was the argument?
Oh, I mean, it's years of stuff, but it's just like, will you come in early on a Friday because. Martha called in, but Martha always calls in, and it's like, when do I, and then if I try to call in, it's like, well, no one can cover your shift, and it's like, so I cover everybody, but no one covers me.
That's not cool.
And, you know, my manager, there's a whole thing with, like, they're dating the GM, and...
Of who? Of the Chicago Bulls?
No, I don't work for the Bulls.
Oh.
Yeah. All businesses, not all, but I think a lot of businesses have general managers.
Oh, okay. Most sports teams have general managers who decides who they play, who they sell, who they trade. That's what I think of when I hear general manager.
Uh-huh. No, so yeah, my manager's dating the general manager of the chain of BJ's restaurants that I work at.
Wow. Congratulations.
To who?
Nobody. I heard a thing that sounded like lofty status, but you're actually not involved with it.
Yes, the manager's dating the general manager, and there's a whole thing there. And I had asked the manager
what do you
out
do at
once.
The BJ's? You're a server. You
a
clean
server
up crap.
Bartender.
What do you? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Why was that the second thing you thought of? Clean up crap isn't even a job.
Well, are you kidding me? I didn't know what time you work. I didn't know if you were working when the restaurant's open, after it's closed, that you could be a night cleaner.
Whenever now, because I'm getting called in to cover everyone's shifts. But
how early do you have to come in on a Friday, by the way? Is that early morning, or is that just early for...
9, which is early for me, because it's an hour and a half to open the restaurant. You know, the duties of opening, and then we open at 11, which is a little late, but no one's coming to a BJ. If you're coming to BJ's before 11, don't come to BJ's, is kind of what I think.
You got a problem. You have a huge, huge problem if you're eating deep dish before noon. There's no two ways about it. And I've been caught doing that. So
especially, I mean, we're in Chicago. So if you're coming to the BJ's for a deep dish before noon in Chicago.
You're sick. What are you, a local tourist? What's happening? Why would you eat BJ's in Chicago ever, especially in the morning? I get you, man. This sucks. It's I feel for you. And now your car is just in the lake. Look at that. One of the headlights sticking out.
That.
Or sorry, the
yeah, that's the tail light. Because I did go in head first.
What you got there? A brown Volvo?
Good eye. Yeah, you must work in the. Yeah, this is and that's it's my. this Volvo's been in my family for 25 years, which I know doesn't seem like a big deal, but like, it's the first car my brother drove. It's the first car my dad gave to my brother. First car I drove, and it's just like.
Okay, so it was just a car you guys had for a little bit.
Yeah, but the first, you know, it means a lot. It was, you know, I remember as a kid, I was being excited to drive it. And I was, my kid was going to drive it. It was my hope, you know, but.
Right, right. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, hey, I'm really sorry. We're going to get this car out of the lake. Dang, it's really in there. It's all the way.
Do you think?
Here's my issue. You're already wet.
Yeah.
I'm not wet yet. Would you, and this is crazy, it's actually not crazy, it makes a lot of sense, but it might surprise you. Would you swim into the water with the hooks, hook up to the car, and then I'll pull the car? I just really don't want
to. I understand that. I wouldn't want you to if you don't have to. And yeah, I
really appreciate it.
What's the, it's a simple system. You just put a hook on the car. Is it like a carabiner, or what's the story with that?
Yeah, it's 250-pound metal hooks. So my idea was you would just kind of hook them to your shoulders, swim out there or walk or whatever you need to do. I don't know the depth of the lake. And then you take these giant hooks, hook them to the axles. You'll probably have to hold your breath, go under.
Wow.
Axle hook, and then swim out. Maybe you can get yourself another fish or something.
I don't want that.
And then I will crank it out with the old winch. So
and this is like, this is. What I'm liking about this is the Mission Impossible of it. I just watched the one where he's underwater and the thing is spinning him. You know, you seen that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Really cool. Really cool. You look like him, by the way.
Who? Tom Cruise?
Ethan. Ethan Hunt.
Ethan Hunt. Well, who's played by Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You know, true story, you have told me that. And a man at the restaurant told me that once, that I looked like BJ's? Tom Cruise. The second time I've gotten it, yeah.
He's like probably looking for a discount.
He got it. I hope I wasn't just taking advantage.
Speaking of, we do work on commission plus tips. So hop in there, hop in the water, go get your car, and then we'll get this thing yanked out. And we'll be on our merry way.
How does that work? Commission? Because you just get sent on a call, right?
Yeah, but if I don't get the car out, we don't get paid, you know. So I
oh,
get
really?
Paid based on doing the job, but then you
kind of like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I can't tow your car, I shouldn't get paid as a tow truck driver.
I agree.
You know, I don't get paid. You don't get paid to drive to work, which I think you should.
Oh, wow.
But you don't, you know.
I do think you should too. Like if you're a certain distance from your work, you should get paid for that time.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, I'm a little honestly worried about the whole system you just gave me. I haven't slept in 2 days. I mean, like 2 hours a night on and off. So, but
oh my God, why?
I've just been pissed off, man. I've been waking up like yelling at my boss in my head. My landlord, there's a whole thing right now where you look really shocked.
it's scary.
I mean, yeah.
Two hours a night is the sleep patterns of a complete psychopath. No offense.
Well, I'm not doing it for a living, you know, every day, but the last two nights I have been. And right. This thing is happening with my landlord where I do chalk art in front of my house. It's how I decompress.
Oh.
And I had an up to 2 hour fight with my landlord about that. She doesn't want chalk art in front of the property.
Makes sense.
But it's not in the lease agreement. It's not in the lease agreement. So she can't tell me not to do it. And so I said, okay, fine. And so I'm doing it on city property. And I called the city and told that. I said, can I do chalk art on city property? And they said, this is so low on our priorities. Go for it. I said, great.
Right.
My landlord did not like that.
Right. Can I ask, what do you get out of the chalk art? I mean, it sounds, you know, I don't know how to say this. It sounds childish. But maybe you're drawing cool forced perspective pieces that you could see, you know, on the main street. I don't know.
That's cool that you know what forced perspective is. No offense.
Thank you. No offense taken. I love street art.
Oh, wow. Well, this is literal street art. It's art on the street, crosswalk.
Is there a message? Do you do like a big rat or anything?
Oh, for like,
you know, like stats. Banksy. Like, I'm a Banksy guy, you know, like Banksy sort of does, you know, we're all sort of rats in a maze.
Yeah. Mine is a lot of stuff. I'm not like an expert in art or whatever. It's just to blow off some steam, but it's a lot of stuff of people looking at their cell phones instead of stuff going on around them. So it's like
genius. That is so genius. Because we're locked in there. We're locked into our phones. And it doesn't make as much sense as you think it does when you really think about it. I don't need to be on this thing all day.
No. No, you don't.
Hey, good news for you. Broken. Your phone got to be broken.
Absolutely. Well, this is what the issue was with the phone is I was driving. And then I quit in a spectacular way. And
oh,
I said,
my God.
You know what? Martha's going to have to cover my shifts from here to the end of time because I quit. And then...
splash!
Close. I couldn't... Because sometimes you have to disconnect just from the phone, and sometimes you have to disconnect from the Bluetooth. Mm. And I disconnected from the Bluetooth. I hung up, but the phone was still connected. So I could hear my boss still hearing me.
Uh-huh.
And I started futzing with that, and then your sound
effects.
What was
he saying, like, goddamn idiot, you know, he's still on, or what was he saying when he was hearing you?
Yeah, it was like, hey, Oscar, it sounds like you're done, but I do still hear you, kind of mumbling to yourself and saying, I did it, I got him.
Drumming on the steering wheel, probably?
Yeah, well, I immediately put on Break Stuff by... Limp Bizkit.
Hell yeah.
And so he's like, Oscar, I hear you trying to sing along to Break Stuff. And then when I actually heard him was, Oscar, you're coming in too early every time.
Your tone and your timing is off, Oscar.
And that's when I realized. So I got embarrassed and tried to turn that off. And then splash,
crunch, fish eating you, the whole thing.
That last part didn't happen, but yeah.
Well, he's eating your wallet. The fish is in there and he's eating your wallet. Maybe that's not what it is, but that's what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, I get
like
it.
It's a big piece of bait. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Like it's you have a brown leather wallet. I don't know. It's at the bottom of the lake or whatever. But I assume he sees that as a big chunky piece of bait and then he bit your wallet, which has a hook in it, and now you got the or you don't even need the hook because the pocket is sort of a net.
I'm loving this. I'm sorry. Do you have like chalk on you or anything like that? You're like inspiring me. This idea.
No. Nobody carries chalk on them, especially not big fat kid chalk.
I do. I do.
I'm not calling you a fat kid. I'm calling the chalk.
The chalk is fat and it's
four kids and fat circumference.
I didn't assume you were calling me fat. Yeah, I understood exactly what you meant.
You know, some people. You're not insulting them, but you could see how they would be insulted by what you're saying. So when I accidentally said fat kid, I didn't want you to assume I was definitely talking about you.
I had this on a date the other night.
Because I could see what I'm saying is I could see how you would think when I say fat kid, you think I mean you.
Right. Now that you're digging in, I think you're kind of implying something that
I didn't think. I'm implying that I didn't want to imply it.
Well, I've been exactly where you are. The other night I was on a date, and I said, that looks like just enough bread for us. And I could see immediately she took it personally because, to be honest, I think she was self-conscious.
We have to be honest. That's all we have.
I think she was self-conscious because she grabbed right for two pieces of bread. Zoom tight.
Excuse me. God, that was right in your face. I should have covered.
Oh, man, I feel like I'm back
in the water. I'm so sorry. At least it wasn't snotty.
I feel like I'm back in the water here.
Just wet. You're fine. Hey, you're fine.
That isn't at least. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So would you mind? I see that handkerchief hanging out of your pocket. Can I use that?
Sure.
Thank you.
You're not going to want it. It's really
disgusting. Oh, God. It's covered in oil.
Yeah. Oh, I should have told you that before you grabbed it.
It's all over my face.
That's not oil. I had a bloody nose. And it was black blood.
Oh, that's what
it was. So it's not oil. Don't worry.
Oh, are you okay?
I am now. I stopped the bleeding.
Black blood. Like
it's crazy. Somebody punched me right in the frickin' smeller earlier today.
Oh my God.
For towing the wrong car. I was parked next to a car. I was towing the wrong one. Guy came out, punched me right in the face. I said, there's no need for that. And he said, there is a total.
What happened? So, what did you have the description wrong or what? Of
yeah,
the car?
It said red car, and I just grabbed the first red car I saw. I didn't look at the make, model, or license, which is normally the holy trinity of how to tow. You got to look at the make, the model, and the license, or just the license. And, because that one is always specific.
Yeah.
But you can also go like, where's the license plate? Where's the license plate? Okay, red coupe. Okay, it's over there. Then you check the license plate. Well, I got red coupe. It was turned out red SUV, totally wrong license plate. Buff guy punched in the nose, black blood.
That's the worst thing it could have been, was a buff guy, huh?
It was horrible. And then he was mean, you know. Usually buff guys are buff because they can't handle anything emotionally. so they try to handle stuff physically, which is literally illegal. You know, it's crazy to get buff because it's illegal to use. What's the point? What's the point of using your muscles when it's illegal?
That is such a good point.
Why be buff? Put a hand on me. I dare you. You're going to prison.
Everything they're prepared for is against the law.
I will send someone to prison so quickly for touching me, because that's what it's for.
This guy, did you send him to prison?
No, he beat the shit out of me and I ran away. But I towed someone else's car. It didn't really work. But yeah, I put the hooks on a different car, towed it out of there real quick, got out of there.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. That. Hey, we are dealing with your thing today. It's been nice getting so close to you. You know what I mean? Obviously, you're embarrassed. You're like, oh, God, how do I get this guy to stay and not just leave after I made such an idiot mistake? I'm not going to do that. Okay, I'm a professional, and I'm going to yank that Volvo out of the drink. And then we're going to, I don't know, this is my last one of the day. Maybe we go have a drink.
I might need one. I don't know that my insurance covers what's happened here. I don't have a job anymore. Mm-hmm. My Biscuit CD is, I'm guessing, waterlogged.
Oh, a waterlogged CD is the worst. It's the worst.
Well, let me, I'm sorry, I don't even want to think about it. It is just awful. Let me grab those hooks and I'm going to dive in and try that. Because I think maybe the longer we let the car sit, the more damage is going to be done, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's trash at this point.
It's not redeemable, you don't think?
I don't know what you could salvage. I mean, the engine is probably drowned, flooded, drunk.
Shit.
The material, you might, since it is fresh water, you might be okay on the internals, you know, but it's going to take a big flush. Probably going to have to tip the car upside down for a long time and let it drain out.
Is that what they do?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
I have no idea. That just was my guess.
This is...
You know what you should do once we get this out of here? Go get a big, big bowl of rice. Maybe put the car in a bunch of rice.
Oh. I can't tell if you're suggesting that for real.
Me either, actually. 'Cause would that work?
No, that might I doubt it. Well, because you would need a lot of rice. I don't really know where you would get a bowl that a car could fit in. Right. I guess, like, what you would.
Maybe you just fill the car with rice and park it in the sun. Does it have a sunroof?
No.
We could pour back. Okay,
never mind. We could do it through the windows.
To the wall!
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Lil Jon?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I do need a laugh, but it's just been such a week.
I know.
You know, the job, the date thing, the landlord. My parents are getting divorced, and so it's just a thing.
Really? That's hard for you?
Really hard, yeah. Yeah, it's worse as an adult than as a kid, I guarantee it.
Yeah. Do you know that?
I can just feel it. I really don't like it, and I just feel
it. Do you still live at home?
I might have to now, but no, I didn't. I didn't. Mm. But yeah, I did not.
How often do you see your parents? Just out of curiosity.
Christmas.
So not that often.
Thanksgiving, which is close to Christmas, so it feels like two. Those two or three, because they're so close together.
Right. Well, three. I'm sorry to hear that. Why don't we let's get you in the water here. Here's the hooks. I'll put one on your right shoulder, one on your left. Sorry. Not liable.
Okay.
Not liable. And okay, so I'm going to tip you into the water here. Now, can I ask, before we do this, do you feel safe? I mean, these are heavy hooks. They're going to weigh you down. Were you able to walk from your car to the banks, or was there a lot of deep swimming involved?
No, it's pretty shallow. It is like muddy, but it's pretty shallow. I think I can walk.
All right, then you're good.
Like you said, I will have to dip my head under to get it on the axle. So let me just. Okay, I've sunk. The weight of these has sunk me into the mud.
Okay.
Thigh deep in the mud.
Give me the hooks.
I'm like
these
thigh
too
deep
heavy.
In the mud here.
They're too heavy. You walk out to the car. I will take the hooks, and then I will do a shoo, and I'll throw them to you. Does that
North
work?
North Carolina.
Come on and raise up. Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Take
okay, so you
off,
like this
spin
stuff.
Around your head, twist it like a helicopter.
Oh, we're having laughs now. Look at this. Your day's turned around.
Yeah,
think about it this way.
For me.
Yes, you can't work at BJ's anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But B, you don't have to. You're free. Sometimes we need to be pushed out of the nest.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, it's not crashing your car into a lake, but sometimes we need that moment of giving up what we have so that we can go get what we actually want.
I think subconsciously, I think you're so right. I almost should pay you for therapy on top of this.
I would love that.
I think subconsciously, I'm not going to, but...
I would love it, though.
I'm not going to. I think subconsciously, I am sabotaging my whole life because I hate it so much that I needed catastrophe to get, even the divorce stuff. That's like, that's only happening because I told my my dad that I saw my mom out with another guy.
Hello.
Oh,
hello. Really? God damn it, another prank.
What happened there?
I don't know. It must have been a prank.
Did anyone say anything?
No, nobody said nothing.
I think it might have just been a robocall. You think someone, do you have someone who wants to prank you in your life?
Well, it's funny you say robocall. I got into a pretty heated argument with a new AI police officer who looks a little bit like RoboCop. You know those dogs that walk around? Those police dog computer cops?
The Boston Dynamics ones? Or
yeah, so I was kicking that thing around one day. Because it's patrolling the street I'm walking on. I'm like, hey, I'm walking here. Dustin Hoffman. Perfect impression. The guy doesn't move. He just walks straight into my knees. Uh-huh. And I say guy politely. This is a little piece of shit dog computer.
Did you, just out of curiosity, because my neighborhood doesn't have that. I have noticed that DoorDash, one of their AI delivery things, is like a dog. They put the food inside of it. Is that possible that that's what it was? Or are the cops doing this as well? It might be cops.
It's got to be the cops.
Okay.
It's got to be the cops. Red and white logo. had a little googly eyes on it to make it look sort of like fun and personable. But this was a fucking cop. Okay. And you know what? ACAB. All caps are bastards. Anybody wearing a cap is a bastard.
What would you consider what you're wearing?
I would consider this a bowler hat. It's not a cap because it doesn't fit tightly. Right. You would be amazed
that's
how
true.
Often
it
this
does not
thing
fit
flies.
Tightly.
You know, not, well, you're right, but you didn't let me finish. You would be amazed at how often this thing flies off in the wind. You'd
I
be flabbergasted.
I wouldn't. I think I could tell exactly. I think every time there's a gust.
Well, and for me, I'm a windows down guy, so I'll be mobbing in the truck, both windows open, bowler hat betwixt these two pieces of hair right on top of my head, and then whoosh, flying around the cabin all the time.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. Have you ever thought, here are two solutions I'll give you. Buying a hat that fits more tightly
to
your head.
I should pay you for therapy.
I wouldn't mind it.
I'm not gonna.
All right, I'm just saying.
A tighter hat.
A tighter hat that actually fits to your head.
Well, this is how these are supposed to fit. Don't editorialize.
I'm not.
These are how these are supposed to fit. I can see you biting your lip. Literally biting your lip to not speak. It's not that difficult, Mr. Soaked.
You're right.
Don't forget, you're soaked. You're soaked. I know you're not judging me. Soaked with a fish in your pocket.
You're right. I took the dead fish out of my pocket.
Or are you just happy to see me?
Did you just take that dead fish out of your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Because I love fish.
All right. Interesting.
You know what I mean? Like the banana. There's always an implication that it's an erection, but then there's also the implication that he's going to give you the banana. You're going to eat this banana that the person has in their pocket.
Right.
Same idea with the fish. I might eat that. I might peel and eat that fish right in front of you.
You're right. That's the thing. Because every joke has the two elements. Mm-hmm. Is the banana an erection? But there's the other element where if it's not, I would like your banana. And that's part of the joke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to eat your erection. But if that's a banana, I'm hungry.
The joke is ultimately this really hungry guy hopes you're not horny.
Yeah, dude, I'm too busy for this. I'm starved.
I hope that's a banana in your pocket, but are you just happy to see me?
And if you see it first, to me, that's the right to the banana. If you have the gall to call out a boner banana as yours, you get it.
Well, they're obviously hiding
it. Give me that dead fish. Give me that dead fish.
Don't peel and eat the fish like a banana.
Please.
I don't want to see it.
All right. I won't. I'll save it.
Okay. So you want to North Carolina?
Hey, this looks kind of good, doesn't it? You put the fish right in the rim of the bowler cap, and that's kind of a style.
It looks like
Jason Mraz.
Yeah.
Do I look like Jason Mraz?
You're like Jason Mraz, but instead of a fedora, it's a bowler cap, and instead of a feather, it's a dead fish.
Yeah, and I'm wearing full overalls.
What I'm getting is a little like Yankee Doodle. Yeah, you're certain you don't have chalk on you, because I'm just getting an image here that I need to kind
of. I would love to see some of this chalk art. Do you have any of it up anywhere? Does it stay for more than a day?
It's at my house. If you tow me home, you'll see it on the street. Hopefully, if my landlord has been coming by and washing it off every day when I go to work. Where it's a big war. I haven't slept almost a wink.
That's got to be really hard, because nobody needs someone coming over and power washing their front steps.
I know.
It's intrusive.
And it's wasteful. I've been in touch with the Department of Water and Power about it.
What do they say?
Non-responsive so far. But then
man.
I think it's, you know, it's bloated. It's bureaucratic. Boo!
Ah! God, I had the hiccups and somebody scared me. Oh, it was you.
It was me.
I got really confused really fast there. I'm so sorry.
Well, your brain did exactly why boo works.
That's right.
Your brain thought ghost, it thought boo, it thought I'm in a different
realm. You did a great job.
I haven't heard a hiccup.
Oh, you're right. I think they're gone.
Well, let's get this out, and you and me, I'll take you. I think I'm going to take you to the BJ's I work at and make them serve me and you. Really rub it in their face.
Can we sit maybe like indoor, outdoor? Like I'm just outside the door and you're just inside the door with your stinky fish?
The fish is in your hat now.
Oh, I stink. Well, then let's both sit inside and stink up the place.
Let's go to BJ's.
10 pazookies, please.
Oh, that'll piss them off so bad.
Oh, my God.
Because pazookies, you have to. A pazookie, a fresh coffee, anything like that, it's not just fire it and go. You got to do work. You got to plate it. Yes. You got to do the whole thing. So
the that's when they say the server is the chef.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. When it comes to pazookie and a coffee, the server is the chef.
That's right. Let's get this car out of here.
Here's what I'm thinking.
What?
We've got no witnesses. Uh-huh. Would you mind saying that somebody stole my car, you saw it, and drove it into the water?
Yeah.
And we don't even have to pull it out. Because insurance-wise, you can say it's a total loss.
I'll say I was just driving this tow truck along.
Yes,
and along. And I saw someone. You were taking a leak at the lake.
Yes.
And you were spinning your keys like this. You were going, ooh, as you were pissing. And then someone came up, pushed you into the lake because they thought it would be a funny prank. Everybody's pranking these
days.
Why
am I wet? Pranks, yeah.
And then they take the keys off your finger as you fall in. And then they were so excited to get out of there that they hit the gas too hard and they swerve right into the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the most feasible?
No, but here's what I'm worried about.
Okay.
If we talk about even one other plan, we're going to start getting our stories crossed. So I don't want to poison the well here. I think we should just run with the first one. Because if I give you a new idea, or if I'm like, I don't want to say I was pissing in the lake because that's against the law and whatever. Then we're going to start crossing stories. So let's just stick with your story.
Right. There was the well poisoning.
No, nobody poisoned a well. I'm already worried about this.
Well, that's good. So the guy saw you peeing, figured that you're peeing because you've been drinking out of this well for so long, and that's where your sort of source is. So to prank you, he poisons the well to try to kill your ass.
I don't think we even need to think of the mindset of this guy. I don't think he has to be a murderer. I think just car thief is okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and the well poison was a metaphor.
Opportunity or premeditated?
Say that again?
Crime of opportunity or premeditated?
Crime of opportunity, yeah.
Okay, so he just saw you, like, pissing in the lake or...
Yeah, I don't want to change it. I don't love pissing in the lake, but I don't want to change it because I feel like any new specific I add, you're immediately going
to... Maybe he saw you at a carving station at a Buffalo Wild... No, at a hometown buffet. You were getting ham from the carving station.
I'm worried because it's a whole new location. Right. And I'm worried about... You know, I don't want to insult you, but I don't want to cross your wires on this one. Right. So let's just, I'm not even going to bring up a new location. I don't want to cross your wires here.
Or do you want to call the cops?
I'll call the cops. I'll just have you as a witness. But the specific, we'll just call the cops. Great.
Okay. This sucks. This sucks to do to you, but I kind of feel like I have to. And it's, again, I don't want to. I have to. I need you to pay me for being your therapist. Because now I'm not getting paid to tow the car.
Right. Oh, you are right.
I got a pretty dry palm here and it needs a little grease.
Yeah, what would you have been paid for towing the car?
I don't know, $100,000?
No, that's not true. And even if it
a year. Okay. So you know, amortized out 365 days. I probably won't work weekends. Call that 265 days. Yeah, $50,000.
That's no. I look.
Five grand. Way five, too much. $50.
$50
cash,
and then I'll tip you.
Yes,
I'll tip you 15. I obviously don't have dry cash. I feel like you made the deal hard, but if you get me back to my place, I do have a cash drawer.
All right, so for $65, I will blame this on someone else and potentially both of us go to jail.
No, not jail. I mean, at the worst, a slap on the wrist.
Okay, good.
Right?
Actually, will you give me one just to let me see if I'm willing to
a slap on the wrist?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm out of here, buddy. That was intense. That was too intense.
No, it's a metaphor.
I can't take that from a cop.
Slap your wrist with a slap. Yeah, I know that. And by the way, you still don't have a fight with the cops. Just let's remember that.
Right.
That was a DoorDash dog.
All right. Well, let's get out of here. Let's take a few pictures. Should we say a guy drowned? Should we say the car thief drowned?
We don't have a body, right?
Should we say the car thief went away and got eaten by deer?
In Chicago? And like...
Buddy, we need a car thief and something to happen to him, okay? I'm trying to help you here.
You're right. We do need a wet car thief.
God, you look like him.
Who?
The wet car thief.
It's my own car and I'm just wet. I'd steal anything.
Okay.
I think I'll solve. Let's pretend we never talked. I'm going to give you $65 and I think I'll just solve this on my own.
Deal.
Okay.
Deal. Okay. Make it 70.
I need you.
Take away deal. Make it 70.
You're really pissing me off, man.
I'm here to help, my guy.
Yeah. You were really pissing me off, man. You know, I've had a tough week. I've had a tough month. I've had a tough year. I got no job. And now you're trying to screw me on money?
Oh, God. Oh, you want a piece of this?
Don't swing the hooks. Don't swing. Hey, you're going to hurt yourself. Oh! Oh, that is
both. Both of us. Both. Oh, I'm getting a little lightheaded.
No. Oh, no. No, no. Don't die. Don't die. Don't die.
Splash.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no. Don't be dead. Don't be dead. Okay, no pulse. Mouth to mouth, or I don't know. It's a head trauma. Does mouth to mouth help? Hello, 911.
911, what's your emergency?
A man, I was urinating in the lake, and a man, a tow truck driver, came up to me and stole my keys. And while I was spinning
what?
Them.
How?
I was spinning them. Well, they flew off. They flew off my keys. We'd gotten in a fight at the carving station at hometown at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Huh.
And I think he followed me.
I have the nearest B-dubs as 40 miles away from your current location.
He followed me that far. Or it didn't happen. Yeah, that actually didn't even happen. I'm getting my wires crossed here a little bit.
You mean your streams crossed?
Yes, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. Look, but the man.
Sir, listen, sir. We've been getting a lot of prank calls lately. I think people are doing them left and right. Is this that? Because we don't have time.
It's not a prank. What are the prank calls like? People, what are they saying?
They'll call and then I'll say hello and there'll be nobody there.
It's not a prank. I think it's just a robocall.
We don't use robocops anymore.
Anymore?
Yeah, there was the one. They made all those movies about him. And now we got the dog robot cops.
You do? Those are cops.
Boston Dynamics, yeah. Well, and they also deliver lunches.
I think that is such a recipe for disaster.
Wait. What was the emergency?
There's a man here is dead in front of me. The man who tried to steal my car, the tow truck driver.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he crashed it into the lake. And then I tried to pull him out to save him. And he pushed me off of him. And he swung this thing. And he hit me in the head with it. He hit himself with the head, too.
So a tow truck driver showed up for no reason. And then he crashed your car into the lake.
He followed me, remember? We were at the Buffalo Wild Wings 40 miles away, and we got in a fight at a carving station.
I can't focus on all this stuff. I got ham on the brain.
I hate to ask this, but do you have like a brother or a son that's a tow truck driver?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I sure do. What's his name? Yeah, I got one. folks, that was another Man Dog Pod with me, Ryan Rosenberg, and your main man, Mr. Dan Lippert. You're getting this episode because you are a patron, and the patrons only are getting this hot fire. Thank you so much for being one of those and supporting us and listening.
We really appreciate it. Ryan said it best. Thanks to everyone out there. Thanks to Trenton Oliver. Thanks to Annie Wu. And thanks to Casey Trilla. And of course, all our patrons and Ryan Rosenberg, main man of the episode.
Of course. We love you.
Love you.
We love you. And we love you.
And we love you.
You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man now. Dog, you are the man now. Dog, you are the man.